Dear future husband, I think it's happening soon. Last week, you took me ring shopping, and then you acted so nervous around my dad last month.
I've been keeping that diary since I was a little girl. Something I've been writing to my future husband so that one day I would have something to share with him that would give him a picture of who younger Bailey was and how much she was so excited to meet him and how much I loved him. Hi, I'm Bailey, and welcome to She Said Yes, a podcast about getting married. And not so long ago, I found my future husband. It turns out planning a wedding takes a lot of work. So that's why he and I are going to put this show together to help walk through some of the toughest parts of wedding planning with professionals who do some pretty cool work to make it happen. But before we meet the pros, let's get to know each other a little bit by talking to the people who know us best. On this episode, we sit down with my parents and we talk to them a little bit about their wedding day and what advice they'd give to Matt and I as we prepare to start our own journey together.
Dear future husband, I love you. And don't worry, I'll say yes.
She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com.
We are so excited to be here with Mom and Dad, Mama Bear and Papa Bear Sherman.
This phone call may or may not be recorded for training use.
For quality assurance.
My parents live back in Wisconsin, where I grew up, and they're not the most trained podcast professionals. So you can imagine how much fun it was to explain what a podcast was and how recording it over Zoom would go one night.
Matt, could you just speak in the microphone?
We don't have a microphone on our end.
Once we got the technical details all in order, I sat down with my fiance, Matt, and I asked my parents.
How did you know that Dad, you knew Mom was it? Mom, you knew that Dad was it?
I'll go first. We're both in our mid-20s. So not that we've been around, but we kind of knew what we were looking for in a significant other. And I found the good qualities that I was looking for in your mother. Caring, down to earth, Christian, somebody that's very caring individual and thoughtful.
I think I knew that Mike was the one when we spent our first holidays together. And just being around his family and all the love that his family had for him and for everyone that was there was definitely something that I wanted to be a part of.
If you couldn't already tell, my parents are old souls. But it's really sweet to hear them reminisce of growing in love with one another. But it wasn't all sweet nothings. They have plenty of jokes like any couple would.
Hey, have you ever been hit in the face with a spoon before?
In my defense, she dared me. She said, you won't do it. I said, don't dare me. She said, I dare you. And whoop, right on the forehead.
On my parents' very first date, my mom dared my dad to hit her in the forehead with a spoon. And all my life, it's been something that they do to say, I love you. It's honestly kind of adorable.
But you gave him another date, Mom?
Yeah.
Numerous other dates.
Hearing them talk about all the stupid things they did to flirt when they were even my age and how it carried into years and years of marriage, it wasn't just cute. It really made me see my parents in a whole different way. It reminded me that, yes, they were also once young and in love at one point, too. Just like me.
Was there anything other than being hit with a spoon that you can remember from your wedding day that stuck with you guys that was one of the best parts?
For me, it was saying, yes, I will marry you and you'll be my best friend forever.
When we finally asked them about the actual wedding, they said the same thing that I've been hearing time and time again.
They went by so fast that I really don't remember a whole lot of it. Do you?
No.
My mom was not the first person to tell me something like that. Apparently, it happens to a lot of couples. They get all excited for the wedding, but once it's over, it ends up being such a busy day that they forget all the details that they probably poured way too much time and effort into.
Every once in a while, we get the photos out. We take a look back at them, and it's just like, oh, I don't remember that, or I don't remember this. But everything you have so quick and so exciting that I'm just very grateful that she did say yes.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, go through everything. She's like,
For Fortunately, out of all the things they may or may not have forgotten about their wedding day, they do remember a lot from their honeymoon. And if I'm being honest, they didn't necessarily have the best experience.
We went on a 7-day Caribbean cruise, and the weather was terrible the first 2 or 3 nights. And we couldn't even go on deck for the first 2 days because they were afraid that people would fall overboard.
My parents got married in February, so the weather wasn't exactly best for being on a cruise.
I mean, it was just so rocky, and so they had to cancel all the shows, and when we were in line for the captain's dinner, people were throwing up, standing in line, because you had to wear formals for that dinner, and people were just, like, throwing up all over in the hallways and stuff. It was awful.
And I think the first stop after we're on the ocean for 2 or 3 days, and then our first stop, I think there was like 50 or 100 people got off the boat and flew back to Florida on their own money because they're having such a terrible time.
And then, of course, Matt gently reminded me about a story of his parents from their honeymoon, and it's not making me feel great about Matt and I's honeymoon coming up.
Don't want to put this out there, but something might happen on the honeymoon. My parents missed their flight too, so, you know,
yeah,
that's kind of how it goes.
Doesn't sound like the Shermans and McGowans have super, super easy honeymoons, so I don't...
No, but they were great, though.
They were great, yeah.
But in spite of bad weather, my parents made the most out of their first vacation as a couple and actually did manage to have a really good time.
I had everybody at the table try to do the spoon trick on their nose, and I did. There was like 3 other couples at our table. And I got all the guys to do the spoon trick. Put the spoon on your nose.
Spoon trick.
I think I got pictures of it somewhere.
Well, Matt and I better not be doing any spoon tricks on our honeymoon. It was so refreshing to hear some of my parents' stories about falling in love. But we wanted to know from their perspective what it was like to watch Matt and I grow closer and closer together.
It was very exciting for us that she finally found somebody that she can trust and turn to and look up to in more ways than one.
Matt is 6'4", by the way.
You always need somebody to look up to in multiple ways. Fortunately, I don't have that often, but...
It was so exciting to finally see Bailey happy. Like I said, I love her dearly, but I'm glad she's finally found that there's more than life besides work, because she seemed like she was dedicated to work, and I think, Matt, that's where you... And then showing her there's more than life than just work, and that there is other fun stuff to do.
Now you know what the funny thing is, though? She makes me go play now that I work so much. She makes me go play.
We played hide and go seek the other day. It was awesome.
Good. She lost.
Yes, that actually happened. And yes, I am ashamed to admit I do need practice.
You got to enjoy life and enjoy each other's company, because you guys are going to be together for a long, long time. And we wish you guys the best of luck, and realize that work, and money isn't everything, that you really got to enjoy life and spend a lot of time with each other.
And when you are with each other, to make sure you're focused on each other and not outside things like phones or books or anything, that even if you're talking, having a good time, or if you're having an argument, make sure that you're listening, not just there, but you're present and listening to the whole conversation, and use your filter.
We just wish you guys the very best in life, and can't say enough how excited we are, Matt, to have you in our lives and be part of a family.
Well, it's an honor.
Hopefully.
Hey, as you would say, you guys are the best in-laws that I have.
And once again, you're going to be our favorite son-in-law.
Oh, thanks.
Mom and Dad, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your marriage. It was truly such a blessing. Thank you so much both for joining us. And that's it for our very first episode of She Said Yes. I'm so excited to go through this series together with you and my fiance, Matt. If you stick around for the next episode, you'll get to meet him officially as we talk to his parents about their wedding experiences and hear all about how they got to spend a couple extra days in paradise. Until then, I'm Bailey. Thanks for listening to She Said Yes. She Said Said Yes is presented by Wide of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. Produced and distributed by River Radio Ministries. To find more podcasts like this one, visit riverradio.com. Make sure you follow us wherever you're listening now, and if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend so they can listen too.